Speaking here, however, to such an audience probably, for its numbers, as intelligent and as influential as ever was assembled within the walls of any hall in this kingdom, I think I may put before you higher considerations even than those of property and the institutions of your country. I may remind you of duties more solemn and of obligations more imperative. You profess to be a Christian nation. You make it your boast even, though boasting is somewhat out of place in such questions. You make it your boast that you are a Christian people, and that you draw your rule of doctrine and practice as from a well pure and undefiled, from the lovely oracles of God, and from the direct revelation of the Omnipotent. You have even conceived the magnificent project of illuminating the whole earth, even to its remotest and darkest recesses, by the dissemination of the volume of the New Testament, in whose every page are written for ever the words of peace. Within the limits of this island alone, every Sabbath day, 20,000, yes, far more than 20,000 temples are thrown open, in which devout men and women assemble to worship him who is the Prince of Peace. Is this a reality, or is your Christianity a romance and your profession a dream? No, I am sure that your Christianity is not a romance, and I am equally sure that your profession is not a dream. It is because I believe this that I appeal to you with confidence, and that I have hope and faith in the future. I believe that we shall see, and at no very distant time, sound economic principles spreading much more widely amongst the people, a sense of justice growing up in a soil which hitherto has been deemed unfruitful, and which will be better than all, the churches of the United Kingdom, the churches of Britain, awaking as it were from their slumbers, and girding up their loins to more glorious work, when they shall not only accept and believe in the prophecy, but labour earnestly for its fulfilment, that there shall come a time, a blessed time, a time which shall last for ever, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.